130 FM Fears Reality Check. And the business of predicting the future, it has a long history, really. And people who would once have been labelled as witches and burned at the stake are nowadays termed as pop futurists. And one of them is Una Strathern, whose new book, A Brief History of the Future, is being presented in Vienna tomorrow. FMV's Reem Hegazi sat down for a chat with Una about the past of the future.
With technology developing at rapid-fire rates and the ability to share ideas, driving social evolution at mind-blowing speeds, you could almost say the future is now. Well, it wasn't always this way. People who toyed with ideas of what the future could look like were either considered eccentric and banished from society, or they were considered of an almost higher order and were elevated to the top of social rankings. Una Strathern has written about the early days of what's coming up in her new book, A Brief History of Futurism. And so two of the biggest guys in the field get a fair amount of attention, Leonardo da Vinci and Nostradamus.
They both were great thinkers, especially Leonardo da Vinci. He was what I would call a universalist. That means he was interested in everything and he had ideas about everything. And he was a great forward thinker, as well as being a painter and a philosopher in some ways. He had all sorts of wonderful ideas, not just about flying, but about how we would live in the future, that we'd have service areas underground, for example. He even designed a special toilet for the future. Nostradamus was a charlatan, I would say. He was one of the sort of woolly, not really to be taken seriously as a futurist. He was more someone who cashed in on people's insecurities. But really, futurism goes right back to the Delphi Oracle in Greece, where they had the temples, where people come from miles around with a donkey as a sacrifice, and they come and try and talk to the gods, and they had to do it through a woman, and she was normally a virgin, and she was dressed in white, and they'd get her full of drugs so that she'd be hallucinating, they put her in this sort of room, and one of the priests would come and pass on the question that you wanted to know the answer to, for example, should I marry the woman next door, or who's the wisest man in Greece? And then there'd be a lot of smoke, and there'd be a lot of wailing from this woman. And then the priest would come out and then he'd interpret all her wailing. It would be completely illegible. You wouldn't be able to understand anything. And the priest would go and think about it and say, well, you know, I'll come up with an answer. What it was really was intelligence gathering. The Delphi Oracle was really interesting because it was really just about, it was showmanship.
From the Greek Delphi Oracle of the 8th century BC, right through to the French revolutionaries and on to the era after World War II, when the term and definition of futurism was officially established, Una Strathern gives an entertaining account of just how long the future has been around. She also reveals some of her favorite predictors of things to come.
There's one fabulous woman called Charlotte Perkins Gilman. She was a great writer of about the future, and she had a very difficult life. But she wrote some very, very funny books about the future. She did one called Her Land, about three men who wander off. They go on a men's bonding weekend, and they wander off into the forests of America. And they come across this land where they're only women, and they really don't know what to do with themselves. They're completely excited. And in the end, the women have to lock them up to protect the men from the women, not the other way around.
That's the author of A Brief History of the Future, Una Strathern. Her subject matter was right at her fingertips, so to speak. Not only is she married to prominent futurist Matthias Hawkes, she lives and works in Vienna, which is in fact now a sort of mecca for world-famous futurists. People who are now concentrating on writing the type of futurist classic George Orwell wrote back in 1949. The book 1984 has its place in Una's brief history of the future, as do those who came after George Orwell.
People like Faith Popcorn, who is very well known for her term cocooning. She's written a lot about commercialism in the future and shopping. And John Nesbitt, who's a great futurist. He doesn't like to call himself a futurist, but he's written wonderful books about the future and how
he lives
live.
Right here.
Yes.
In Vienna.
Yes.
Yeah, there is a futurist community in Vienna, is there not? There are quite a few futurists here. I wonder why they converge on Vienna. I wonder if it has to do with Freud.
Oh, yes, and maybe I miss Freud. Still the memory of 100 years ago when it was a dynamic, forward-thinking city. The place to be.
And the place to be is Vienna tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. in the evening, when the author of A Brief History of the Future, Una Strathern, will be presenting her book at the British Bookshop. For more information on her appearance, just go to the website, which is www.britishbookshop.at.